This is Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We are here in the last Parshios of Sefer Bamidbar, looking at Matos and Maaseh, talking about the idea of the heads, talking about the idea of people involved. We know that there are certain people that have certain roles in this life. The question is, can you be a head in your own life, or are you going to be a tail to others? The Pirkei Avos teaches us, the sages teach us, yes, it might be better to be a tail to the sages than a head of fools, but can you be a head of a person of your own life? Can you be that head? Can you lead to bring wonderful things to this life? Can you create things in this life that you could be a head of the game, that you could be a head in life, that you could come as a head of an aspect of your own life? If you have an idea, I always say, if you have something you could bring to this life, something you could bring and donate to this life, something you could bring to make this world better, why wouldn't you? Why couldn't you? Can't you do that? Can't you be the head of a solution, head of a situation, head of something in this life? In my own life, I try to do whatever talents Hashem blesses me with, I try to use them to bring something that's not there already. I felt like there was a need to be able to bring my different shows Hashem put in my mind, and of course over the years I've revamped it many times. But, you know, Daf, a minute lesson now we do on the Daf a day, something that screams out to me, whether it's a pasuk or whether it's a verse or whether it's a phrase or a line or even a word in that Daf that day, a minute lesson we could learn from the day. And also the TTOT, God willing, when we come back, doing a minute idea where a minute could change your life. The Parsha, we try to talk 10 or so minutes of something from the Parsha that we can make our lives better. Pirkei Avos, looking at a Mishnah a day where we could improve ourselves, and of course, on Tani Talks Radio, talking a topic each week, how we could better ourselves and our life. This is something Hashem put into my mind. I didn't know of anyone that did it exactly like this way, so I said, this is my version of being ahead in the game, ahead in life. I could contribute my dalit almost to the world. And of course, during Corona, you know, I use Where's Waldo a lot for a lot of my students, and I felt like there was no Jewish solution, so I made it. You know, if something's not going to be there, you got to make it, right? If it's not there, you have to create it yourself. So I sat down and I exactly plotted out what I want to see, the family and the items and different pictures, and God willing, we'll make it into a book. God willing, through Amazon, I found an illustrator, thank God, and we've been putting out different weekly episodes, if you will, weekly one-page spreads, which have been in two different papers, which is wonderful. You could find it during the year, not on summer hiatus, in the Jewish Link, that beautiful, wonderful Jewish paper, usually towards the back. Sometimes they put in the Jewish View, which is really, really nice. Look out for it. Really cool. The Fine Fivel concept that I trademarked myself. Don't take it, please. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing. That's something that came to my mind as well. And I also really wanted to do radio, so I made a radio station myself, Tani Talks Radio, Shir Enjoyment Radio, and of course, Baruch Hashem, to be on Nachum Segal Network is a beautiful, wonderful thing as well. But when you want to make something, you want to be that head, you need to do what you can to put it into the aspect, to put it into the world, to put it into a solution, and to put it into being. You want to help the world, you want to be that head, you need to do what you can. Because we look at this parsha, we look at Matos Maaseh, Moshe speaks to the heads of the tribes of the children of Israel. This is what Hashem commanded. Moshe spoke to the children of Israel regarding the heads of the tribes. They must follow the instructions as one follows the word of God. It could talk about the idea how you're talking to the heads and the heads are talking to the people. How does a person become the head of a tribe? Obviously, they have to have special attributes. They have to have special aspects and special features in their life that they could be that head to the tribe. But what can you be to the head of the tribe of the Jews? What can you contribute to be that head, to be that person that could be a contributor? We want to be someone that's bringing something to the forelight. We want to be that someone that's contributing something to the world, that's giving something to this life. We want to make the world a little lighter, a little brighter. How can you be that head? If you have that idea that was sticking around in your head for a long time, maybe it's Hashem whispering to you. Maybe it's Hashem guiding you. Maybe it's Hashem talking to you. What could be changed in the world? What could be brought to the world? What could be added to the world that's not there already? There's so many wonderful things in the world, but there's so many things that yet have to come to the world. We have the ability, the unique capability, the unique aspect to use our talents, to use our capabilities, to use our God-given beautiful aspects to our life, our talents, our capabilities, our attributes, to use it. If you have something that could be contributed to the world, do it. Make that podcast, make that episode, make that show, make that article, write that book. Do what you can to contribute to the world. Be that head in this life. This is what is talking about when Moshe talks to the head of the tribes. Talking about the head of the tribes. This was the procedure with all the laws that Moshe taught. First, he would teach them to Aaron, which was obviously his brother, another great leader, another head of the Jewish people, and the heads of the tribes, and then he would instruct the people, as described in Shemos. Why are the tribal heads particularly mentioned by the laws of vows? To teach us that an expert Torah scholar has the ability to annul vows like a tribunal of three laymen, the Talmud points out, and the Rashi points out also that these are the people that were the head. We need to do what we can to be that head in life, to be that person in life, to contribute to the person in life, to contribute in the lifetime what we can in this life. We can do what we can to contribute in this life. We could do what we can to be that head person in life, to do what we can to give to this life, to make this life brighter, to make this life greater, to make this life even more robust than it already is. In your own life, you could be that head person, whether it be the head aspect of a corner of your company, b'makom she'ein ish hishtada lihiyos ish. Or rather, Pirkei Avos says, "Mimakum she'ein anashim, heshtada lihiyos ish." When there is no man, you need to strive to be that man. When there is no person, you need to strive to be that person. You can contribute, you can give, you can do what you can to make the world better. If it doesn't exist already, then you make it exist. What better time to introspect, to think what can be contributed to make the world better, as we're in the 3 weeks here in summer 2023 between Shivasar Batamas and Tisha B'Av, when the world was so dark, when it was leading to the destruction of the Yerushalayim, of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Jewish people were really being destroyed. What can we do to add a brick, to add an aspect to the life? What can we do to add to the world, to make the world brighter and lighter and wonderful? What can we do to contribute to the world? We need to think to ourselves, what can we do to make the world a better place? Moshe speaks to the heads of the tribes. The heads are very important people. They are heads of the tribes. They are leaders in their own rights. What can we do to be a leader in our own right? What can we do to be a head in life, to be a head in our own life, in our own families, in our own communities? What can we contribute to take an initiative to make something move forward? In our own community, we have this tiny initiative. In our own basement, we have a bookcase that anyone can come and borrow a book, a Jewish book, a Jewish novel, a kid novel or an adult novel, whether it's Menucha Publishers or Feldheim or Shar Press or Tzufta or Israel Bookshop. We have many, many. We have a bookcase that is dedicated to this, and one day I'd love for it to be a huge room, kind of like a shed, but really that it's insulated against the weather. I would love for it to go big, 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 big. We call it the Free Lending Library, the FLL, in our town. We need to do what we can to contribute, to make the world better, to make the world brighter. Anything you could do to make the world a little better, to make the world a little brighter, to make the world a little more awesome is what we can do in this life. We can be that head. We can be that person. We could be like a tribal head on our own right. You always wanted to start a club in your town? Do it. You always wanted to start an initiative in this town? You could do it. You always wanted to start this or start that? You can do it. Whatever you want to do in this life, you can do. Whatever you want to contribute in this life, you can do. Be that head. Whether it be in your family, whether it be in your community, whether it be at large in the world, think big, think grand, think what you could do to bring to this world, to bring to this lifetime. We're only here, we should be Zocha, for 120 years. We only have limited time, limited energy, limited ability to contribute to the world, to do for the world. to bring it to the world. Hashem gives us an idea of an invention, a creation. You got to act on it. You got to do what you can to be that head. Moshe speaks to the heads of the Jews. Moshe speaks to the heads of the tribes. Moshe tells them, let's do this, let's do that. What can we do to contribute? What can we do? How do we talk to the Jewish people? How we contribute to the Jewish people? Think about what we can do in our lifetime. Be that head in this life, and you will get ahead in this life as well. Be that person, an impetus, a force for Torah, for mitzvos, for chesed in this lifetime. Do what you can to contribute to make this world a better place, and maybe we could all be zocha to finally have the building of the Beis HaMikdash speedily in our days. And may that day, in fact, be today. This has been the TTP, Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.